Back down inside Althea, the captives found themselves in a different cavern. It was smaller and had a narrow entrance, but no door to keep them locked in. However, there were four guards posted there, tough-looking rats, two armed with crude swords, the other two with spears. After a while, as the prisoners were fed and watered, Midda sat with Tura, feeding the babies as they discussed their position. Midda spooned warm cornmeal to Borty, commenting,
"At least the food's better than it was. There's a bit more of it too, and the water looks fresher."
Tura was trying to feed the two hare babes at once. They fought greedily for each mouthful. The young squirrel maid nodded toward the guards.
"They seem better too. Not cruel like those two foxes."
Jinty, the witherspike hog maid, sitting nearby, huffed.
"Better are they? Well, just you try getting by them and escaping from here. You'll see how much better they are."
Midda cleaned little Borty's face up with a damp rag.
"Don't talk about escape any more, Jinty. Not with Flib and Flandor both dead."
Jinty's twin brother, Jiddle, picked up a pebble and hailed it angrily at the wall.
"Well, what are we supposed to do? Just sit down here till we die like a pack of silly frogs?"
The pebble he had thrown bounced off the rock wall. It ricocheted, narrowly missing one of the guards who strode across to Jiddle and jabbed him none too gently with a spear butt.
"Did you chuck that stone just now, eh?"
Midda put Borty down. She stood up facing the rat aggressively.
"He never chucked any stone. I did."
The rat, whose name was Gilfis, was slightly taken aback.
Well, don't throw any more stones, see?"
Midda imitated her sister Flib, acting tough.
"And what'll you do if I don't, eh?"
One of the other rat guards had heard the exchange. He swaggered over, poor on sword hilt.
"I'll tell you what we'll do, cheeky face. We'll give you a good hard, and that's what we'll do."
Tura was tugging Midda's sleeve to make her be quiet. However, the shrew maid was not to be silenced. She thrust her chin out belligerently.
"Why don't you call your two mates, eh? Between the four of you, shouldn't be hard. I'll bet you're good at beating up helpless prisoners, big, brave vermin."
The one called Gilfis pulled his friend away.
"Leave it, Fidra. If and we lay a paw on her and the Queen gets to find out, we'll both be in the soup."
They retired to the cave entrance, with Midda calling after them insultingly.
"Go on, quick, afore your scummy vermin queen finds out. Listen, rats, I'm a Gowsome shrew from a real warrior clan. One Gowsome's worth 10 of you, scringe-tailed cowards."
Tura managed to gag Midda's mouth with a paw.
"What are you acting like this for, friend? Be quiet."
Midda pulled her friend's paw away. She chuckled.
"I'm enjoying it. My sister Flib was like that. She was a real tough one. I could be just like her, you know."
One of the captives, a mouse of about four seasons, upbraided Midda.
"Aye, and get yourself killed like your sister. What'll happen to your baby brother then?"
Midda subsided and clasped Tura's paw.
"I'm sorry. I really spoke out of turn there. I won't do it again, promise. It only puts us all in danger making enemies of the guards."
Tura smiled at her friend.
"I'm glad you realise that."
Suddenly, the squirrel maid began to chuckle. She had to cover her mouth to hide the merriment as she spoke.
"Did you see that vermin's face, though? He didn't know what to do when you challenged him.